Proclamation number 1815, dated the February 16th, 1941. The opponent's intentions to portray everything of a mystical nature as error. There are things which the human being is unable to explain to himself and which he therefore rejects as an unsolvable problem. He is not inquisitive and thus does not ponder them either, and since his will does not aspire to solve such things, they will also remain inexplicable to him. However, what appears to be unexplainable cannot just be dismissed as non-existent single quote or be thrown into the field of fraud or sorcery due to lack of evidence. This particularly applies to all mystical phenomena which cannot be solved by human intellect alone and which are therefore unhesitatingly dismissed as a deliberate attempt of deception or a person's morbid plan. Mystic phenomena can only be explained by mystics, i.e., only the spiritually aspiring human being can penetrate spiritual spheres. People's mere intellectual ability will never be able to lift the veil, and therefore they will also try to destroy other people's belief in spiritual matters, in spiritual activity. And this is what they will then call enlightenment and will thus be concealing what the human being should recognize as most important, the working of the spiritual beings in the beyond who want to provide people with the evidence that life after death on earth is not over. O world of unbelievers and scorners! Where a visible sign is offered to you, you try to refute it, and you are thereby refusing the spiritual beings' access to you. With your wisdom and actions you intend to destroy the activity of these beings. It is more pleasing to you to ridicule the spiritual aspirations of profoundly thinking people in the eyes of the world, and are effectively locking your own entrance to the kingdom which is sending signs to people in order to make their recognition easier. And the working of negative forces can be clearly seen in people who, with absolute conviction, deny everything of a spiritual or supernatural nature. They speak on behalf of the opponent because he wants to destroy people's belief in the continuation of life after death, in eternal life and the hour of accountability. And people support his will instantly and do not shy away from surrendering their faith, thus merely affirming what they can touch or feel but denying everything that appears to be supernatural. How highly the human being values his intellect, and how little he will achieve with it if God himself does not stand by him and guide him into enlightenment. Yet on the other hand, human intellect is decisive for humanity. It unconditionally accepts what it is intellectually presented with. It frequently and without hesitation surrenders its acquired spiritual truths, because God's adversary knows how to show his superiority by using convincing words. Hence he will find willing listeners everywhere, because the world prefers to hear that life after bodily death has come to an end. And it will therefore readily agree when expressions from the spiritual world are described as imagination, fraud or error and are therefore completely dismissed. Amen.